I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On second and seven, play action, pass is caught, first down, 19-yard line. Todd, the ball is now out. The ball is out. It's picked up by the Ravens. Tackled is made at the 6-yard line. Aloy Gilman. Second down and seven. Pass is caught by Andrews for another touchdown. Andrews has both tonight. That's good from 20. First and goal.
Hey,
Hybrid, 9-yard line. Off the fake, deep drop, looks around, fires over the middle, touchdown, Rashad Bateman.
Highlights courtesy Al Michaels on Amazon. I don't know what hybrid is, but it worked as that audible led to Lamar Jackson's fourth touchdown of the night. He throws four, and the Ravens win 28-6. I wouldn't exactly call it a work of art,
no,
but they've now won two straight, and the defense, at least on the scoreboard,
yep,
has been decent for three straight weeks.
It's ultimately what counts. It's, you know, yards, like, don't matter if they don't turn into points. It's like soccer and aimless possession in the midfield. If you're not scoring goals, you're still losing matches. Yeah, look, no one really, the aesthetics of it all, who cares? This was a must-win game, and they won it. And they ended up winning it comfortably, although no one could have been too comfortable at Hard Rock Stadium at halftime. Because there was a lot going on in the first half and not a lot of it particularly good. Hat tip to the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. Woo-wee. That they were not professional grade in a lot of ways. And good on the Ravens for taking advantage.
Yes.
Because that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, Jason, they can only play who's in front of them on the schedule. So that was Miami, and it was a dumpster fire, and they took advantage.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's another game they can build off of. It's a game they can learn from. It's a game they're going to need to improve on, and there's reason to believe that they can and will. And obviously, we heard the highlights there. You know, most importantly is Lamar Jackson worked through the rust. Lamar Jackson, I told you guys, you missed that much time.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are. It's going to show up in certain ways. There's going to be timing issues. You're going to be testing yourself. You're going to be testing others. You're going to have to figure out what's working for you, what's not. You're not coming in tip-top form. And second half Lamar was a lot different from first half Lamar. And he was able, really, I mean, from midway through the third quarter on, it was kind of like a glorified walkthrough for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and by the way,
good.
To your point, and you talk about the rust, and he admitted it after the game, he missed Bateman on the first series, first down pass. He threw it low, and he threw it outside, and he mentioned it on the Amazon broadcast and mentioned it at the podium. He goes, I want that throw back, but that's the rust.
His footwork was, I mean, there was a lot off on that throw. I didn't think he trusted his leg on that throw.
And despite him being rusty, 18 of 23, 204 yards, four touchdowns, a 143.2.
And if the game wasn't so out of hand, two drives into the second half, he could have done more. I mean,
absolutely could have done more.
They took what was a close. I mean, honestly, if McDaniel had a clue, they're probably losing at the half.
Yeah.
And
well, you look at the key mistakes that Miami had in the first half where they vastly outgained the Ravens. They had more than double the amount of yards, 225 to 109. Ravens, they were 1-for-6 on third down. They only had four first downs offensively. But the mistakes, the Washington fumble gave
them a touchdown.
Put them in the red zone. Short field. The false start on a 4th-and-1, and then you miss a chip shot field goal. Jalen Phillips not bringing down Lamar Jackson on the pass to Isaiah Likely, and Mark Andrews gets the touchdown right after that. And I don't know what the heck that 4th-and-2 call was.
Well, the play calling, not going for 4th downs, then the flag on the 4th-and-1.
But when you have,
then running the ball with 45 seconds left and one timeout in a one-score game at home?
But that 4th down where Kyle Hamilton's on A-chain and towering
over
him.
And he's on him like glue. Where are we going there?
We're going to throw a goal line fade?
Yeah, it was. Look.
When you see Hamilton on him, you might want to go to the other option.
But despite all of that, I brought it up yesterday, and now it's a situation to continue to monitor. This defense in the red zone in the last three games, 3-for-11, 0-for-3 last night. If they can develop into a top red zone defense, that's all the difference for this. Because when this offense is healthy, when you have Lamar Jackson, and you can give up all the yards you want, you hold them to 3 and not 7. That's going to be good enough for this offense.
Ben, don't break.
Before we move on from that, because I want to get back to the false start. And I think maybe the new GM, Champ, what's his name?
Kelly.
Champ Kelly, needs to tell Tua to stop speaking, because he was asked about the false start after the game. And this is what Tua said.
The Ravens fans, it maybe got a little muffled with my cadence and you know, the crowd noise. So, you know, we kind of talked about that on the sideline after and got that corrected.
Well, let me just remind you, the game was in Miami, and he's saying that the fans...
He's blaming the fans. He blames everybody. Like, he has his own way of throwing everybody under the bus but pretending to be a leader.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Merrill, and we said this yesterday before during our show, Ravens fans travel well, and they especially travel well when they play down there, but to blame the visiting fans for causing a false start, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tua, I don't think he'll be back there next year. McDaniel definitely won't be back there next year. That's a complete reboot.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They were already going to make some trades. If they didn't fire the GM, they're definitely going to make probably even more trades now. And I said it before, I'll say it again, and I stand by it. Mike McDaniel's trying to get fired. This guy just won't take him up on his offer. This guy's going to make him.
It's a war of attrition now.
If you think I'm paying you $7 million to go home for the holidays, you're wrong. You're going to have to show up to work every day, and if you don't show up to work every day, then you're going to violate your contract, and I'll keep the money, and then I'll fire your ass. But you got to give me a reason to fire you for calls. Otherwise, I'm not paying you to go away. My season's lost anyway. Nobody's going to come out and watch this slop anyway. And I'm about to gut what's left of the roster. So, And again, the Ravens took advantage of that as well. They should have. It's just when you're afraid to throw a Hail Mary with your $60 million starting quarterback,
because he doesn't have the arm,
you might be effed.
Couple things I want to touch on before we move on. On offense, Lamar's back. The tight ends are back.
Yes.
On defense, Kyle Hamilton was everywhere, maybe? Yeah. Is that we talked about him on that fourth down cover and A-chain. He was ace. He was a man possessed last night.
Yeah. We'll talk about a lot in this next segment. We've said he's the face of the defense now. He's the embodiment of what they want to be, what they have to be. He was speaking up as a leader when Roquan was hiding in the shadows. He's their most impactful player around the line of scrimmage, not Roquan Smith. And they're going to go as he goes. I will say this.
I thought Roquan played pretty well last night.
He played well. He's not a playmaker. No,
I will say on that screen where he made that tackle on that third down play. Yeah, if he didn't make that tackle, that would have went a long way.
Roquan played well. Go rewatch how many seam routes they fit between Roquan and the safeties.
No, that's
like
fair.
That,
but he
with
was
no tight ends to speak of. I told you never heard of these tight ends. Yeah. Watch, they're gonna do a little something. But I do think, like, my God, like, get him a gold jacket now. Kyle Hamilton's a Hall of Fame. I get that DaCosta wants you to parrot that stuff. I understand what they're doing in the production meetings, but let's start. He was complaining to guys that made the Pro Bowl enough. Dude, he's only been in the league 3 years, and he wasn't very good as a rookie. Mm-hmm. How many All-Pros you want him to have? He's been in the league 3 years.
I can't believe he's
only been in a Pro Bowl two times. I mean, where's his Hall of Fame jacket? Like, dude. You don't work for the Baltimore Ravens, Kirky. I know you're not working very hard. You're making all this money.
He does.
And you're
work
really
hard.
Doing college. Ooh. Nah, he's not doing hard on these. He's not working hard on these broadcasts. Yeah. Hey, if he's working hard on these broadcasts, then he should really be fired. Because he's mailing it in.
Yeah.
And then him talking about no one paying attention to Ohtani.
Dude, shut up. Yeah. Well, God, could you imagine if these guys did your games every week? Like, imagine if that was like the crew.
Well, it's funny. I love Al Michaels, but he's done. He's 80 years old.
Yeah,
he called the Miracle on Ice. That was 1980.
A long time ago.
They're like, Bone, you can't even talk about it.
That was 15 years before Bone.
We have a huge Friday show. We'll be breaking down this Ravens win. They are now 3-5 after the 28-6 win over the Miami Dolphins. But guest-wise on this Friday show, it's a weird Friday with them playing on Thursday. Usually we talk to Lucy Burge on Thursdays, but short show yesterday, so Lucy's kind enough. She's from DraftKings. She's kind enough to join us today at 3, and it's Halloween, so we should have a lot to talk
about season
with Lucy. And then Kyle Goon, columnist from the Baltimore Banner, said some interesting thoughts on the Ravens of late, their communication with Lamar Jackson, etc., and talk about last night's game with Kyle at 4.
We're up, we're down, we're up, we're down.
Yeah, he joins us at 4.
A lot to get to.
Yes. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk more about the safety for the Baltimore Ravens.
Having to follow the Burge on Halloween, though, that's a tough ass for Kyle.
Yeah, he's got an hour.
He's
got
to have his A game.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton, just how good is he? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.